News release. John Brassard, Barry Innisfil MP. The vote happening in the House of Commons tonight is historic and a critical moment for Canada. I will be voting against the invocation of the Emergencies Act, along with my Conservative colleagues. If the motion passes with Liberal and NDP support, we will move to have it revoked immediately, using every tool that is available to us as members of Parliament. Since Justin Trudeau invoked the Act on February 14, the phone calls and emails I have received from Barry Innisfil residents tell me that an overwhelming majority are opposed to the action and are anxious about the future of Canada. I'm very concerned that Trudeau will abuse the power he has given himself to go after Canadians who don't agree with him ideologically or politically. The Finance Minister and Justice Minister have already said they want permanent authority to freeze bank accounts of individuals who oppose the government. This is beyond troubling. It's an intrusive, uncalled for grab for power by the Prime Minister that seriously threatens Canadians' democratic right to express dissent. I will be voting against the motion tonight for the following reasons. It is a clear case of government overreach, and Justin Trudeau has not met the required threshold for this action. He hasn't even come close. The Emergencies Act is to be used only for emergency situations that cannot be addressed through existing laws and is not needed at this time. The Trudeau Liberals have most certainly not provided a compelling case for invoking the Act. Border protests in Windsor, Emerson, Coutts, and Surrey all ended peacefully through negotiations by local law enforcement and precise local police action. This happened before the Emergencies Act was enacted. This is a dangerous precedent that dramatically expands the ability of the government to interfere in Canadians' private lives, including freezing bank accounts without a court order, due process, or worse, without a single criminal charge being laid. The Conservative Party has spoken repeatedly in favor of dialogue and discussion to resolve the very legitimate issues raised by Canadians, but the Prime Minister has repeatedly refused, choosing instead to stigmatize, wedge, traumatize, and divide Canadians for some warped political purpose. Liberal and NDP MPs even voted against a motion I brought forward with Conservative leader Candace Bergen on February 10, asking for a plan to remove all COVID-19 restrictions and mandates. Trudeau has shown a pattern of abuse of power, contempt for our democratic institutions, contempt for Parliament, and contempt for Canadians. This latest action is another step on a dangerous path that the Prime Minister is taking us down.